Please welcome Chris McKinney.
Thank you. The music in the air, on the air, here, there, and everywhere in the early 1960s was the Beatles. Beatlemania was already rampant across Europe, across the pond in England and all over Europe. And in early 1964, the Beatles announced that they would be coming to America. The Beatles are coming, the Beatles are coming, was the chant all over the land. And in February of that year, they appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show to about 73 million people. And they began their tour. And every city they went to screaming teenagers, it just followed them all over. And in September of 1964, they finally came to Olympia Stadium in Detroit, which was about 25 miles from where we lived, much to the hysterical delight of my three younger teenage sisters. And me, but I wasn't as into them as my sisters. I was 19 at the time. But my mother was from England, and she liked the Beatles too. In fact, that may have been why she liked the Beatles. But at the time, my mother happened to work at a radio station. So she managed to secure a press pass to get backstage during the press conference of Olympia Stadium. And she bought four tickets for her teenage daughters at $3 a piece for us to be on the floor in front of the stage and watch the performance while she was backstage. So the day came and we went downtown Detroit, and we got there early because she had to go backstage, and she deposited us on the floor and said she would have to stay backstage during the concert. So we're standing there and more teenagers are coming in, and it's getting really, really crowded. And I'm starting to worry about how am I gonna, you know, keep us all together. And my mom had gone, and all of a sudden my 16-year-old sister just busts away from our little group and starts heading toward the end of the crowd and then runs toward the entrance to the backstage. And I'm looking, oh my God, what's she doing? And a guard caught her and said, what are you doing? Where are you going? She goes, my mom's back there. I have to get to my mom. I have to talk to her. I have to see her. So this guard took my sister's hand and she said, I'm only doing this because I want to see them too. So she took my sister backstage, and my sister was about 2 feet away from John Lennon. They're all sitting there at the table, and my sister's, you know, standing dumbstruck by John Lennon, and the female guard that took her back there said, what did you need your mom for? So my sister waves my mom over, and she says, Mom, I told her I had to come here. Do something, do something. I just wanted to see. So my mom gave her a dollar. And I don't know, you know, what she was thinking, but she gave her a dollar. The guard took my sister's hand and said, okay, I need to get back to my post. So the guard walked my sister back out, and she found her way through the crowd that was building and building and found us. So the four of us were together again. So I looked at my sisters, and oh yeah, I'll tell you something I think you'll understand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. And that's how we stayed together. And I Want to Hold Your Hand may very well have been the first song they sang when they finally appeared on the stage in all their glory. But I don't know, because there was no music in the air. It was one solid, ear-piercing scream for the entire concert, the entire concert. And we held hands tight, but it was really hard staying together in that. It was like a screaming amoeba. I mean, we were from side to side, crushed forward, and we stayed together. didn't hear any music at all. And after about an hour of being crushed and hot, we held on to each other's hands. It was over. So we inched our way toward the exit to meet my mom outside at a prearranged location. We finally got out, and then I saw her standing there. We took the long and winding road home, and when we finally got home, we oohed and aahed over the autographs that my mom got. So this is obviously a copy. But I can pass these around, and it just says, this is a copy of the authentic Beatles signatures obtained by Mary Lascelles of WPAG at the press conference at Olympia Stadium, etc. And then we listened to the reel-to-reel recording of the press conference, during which time, for a brief moment, my mother actually exchanged words with Ringo about their homeland. And he said something, she told him she was from England. He said something like, you're a long way from home, or that was it. You know, so my mother didn't actually interview the Beatles, but she was at the press conference, and she recorded the interview, or the interview, which was done by a radio station. My sister still has that reel-to-reel tape. And it's funny, the original autographs, which we had laminated, the paper disintegrated, and it's just the autographs that you can see through the laminate. It's weird. But anyway, that night, I laid down to go to bed, and there was no music in my ear. My ears were just ringing with scream.